everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. There was a gospel reading that was read a few weeks ago, and it's always plagued me a little bit in that I don't think I fully understood it, but I feel like the Holy Spirit revealed a bit more to me about what was going on. And it's the story of the parable of the talents, and it's in Matthew's gospel. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to describe it, and then I'm going to read the part that really struck me. So we have this master who has three slaves, and he entrusts them to his property as he's leaving, but he entrusts to each one a different talent, different amount of money, say. So one he gave five, one he gave two, and one he gave one. And it says here, according to each of their abilities. So as we know, some people are more gifted in investing money or making money or doing things. And it's not necessarily about money, but it's just the concept that was used. And then the master comes back, and the one with five talents says, I've invested it, or I made it grow, or I did this, and now I've got more to give back to you. And Jesus, the master, replies, well done, good and trustworthy servant. Then the one with two talents has done a similar thing and hands it back, and there's more there. And the master says, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of more things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who'd received the one talent came forward. And we're going to pick up the story from here. And it's Matthew chapter 25, halfway through verse 24. Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. So he's giving him back the one. But the master replied, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own, but with interest. So take this talent from him and give it to the one who made 10 talents. For all those who have more will be given, and they will have abundance, but those who have nothing, even what they have, will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it's always sat unpeaceful with me, not for the judgment that God had given this slave, but why did the slave say that the master he thought was harsh and wicked? He had the wrong picture of God, of the master. And the saying of, do not judge unless you be judged, or you will be judged according to how you judge. This slave had a heart where they judged everyone according to how they lived. They were the wicked ones, not the master. They were the ones that saw not the good in people, but the worse or the bad. They were the harsh ones that, what does it say? He accused the master of reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. He was the one who did that. He was the one who cheated. He was the one that took that wasn't his. And so he got judged according to how he judged people. It wasn't the master who was wicked. It was the slave. Heart, attitude, mind, outset was wicked. The master was gracious and had given him, because he had the ability, even if it was only just one talent, the ability to make more of it. maybe that slave was, oh, great, look, they got five, he got two, I only got one. He begrudged the master. Again, not understanding the master going, well, you could do well with this one. This one is just as precious as important as five. But you can do this. And I felt like this slave didn't know the mercy of God. And I don't want to miss the mercy that God has for each and every one of us, that he extends to each and every one of us. It's described, shown by Jesus so often in the New Testament, where he saw someone weeping and he had compassion and mercy. He went out and made his way to go reach people, meet people, go to the villages and heal, to talk, to love them. He had the mercy and extended that mercy to others. He's dying on the cross. He's been tortured and beaten and bleeding and can hardly breathe. I often say when he was hanging, he had to lift himself up to get breath into his lungs, but then it was so painful he just dropped back down again. And he cries out to his Father in heaven, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The mercy that was displayed and spoken by Jesus on the cross as he is dying and suffering for us. You know, the two thieves that died beside him, one called upon God's mercy at the end. He said, I've done wrong. I'm up here because I am guilty, but you are innocent. And he says to Jesus, would you think of me when you go to your paradise? And Jesus turns to him and said, you will be with me in paradise. Cry out to God's mercy. It is there. His mercy is unending. His mercy is for all. The mercy of God is shown by him sending firstly his son, but then dying for us and rising for us and giving us eternal life forever. If we choose God's mercy, even if it's your dying wish, choose God's mercy. You know, the woman caught in adultery, he tells everyone, well, has anyone who's not sinned, they can throw the first stone. He's again saying, don't judge lest you be judged. He said, have mercy on people. And as he looks up and there's no one left, he says to the woman, go, I give you mercy, go, but sin no more. Try hard not to do it again. And of course, then God equips us and helps us and grows us and matures us to follow him and to take on his strength and courage and ability, because it's not us, we're too frail. In our weakness, he is strong. So call upon God's mercy. Ask him for help in your daily life all the time. God is merciful. Cry out to him. He will come to your aid. Cry out to the Lord for the world. He will come to the world's aid because of our prayer. We're calling upon God's mercy. It's God who does it. Just a few thoughts to think about the mercy of God. Have a great week, and I'll see you again next week.